Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 We salute you, O King. What a great King you are. What a mighty Father you are. Ain't no God can compare to you. You are only true and living Father. You are our only true and living Father. You are the God who delivers us out of the hand of the enemy. You are the God that we love and adore. You are the God that we need on a daily basis, O God. There's nothing you can't do. Oh, have your way today, Lord God. Have your way. Uproot, overturn everything in us that's not like you. Maka, remember that we're human. Maka, and we need a gentle touch from you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover ourselves this morning. We cover our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the fire of God surrounding us, protecting us, our whole lives from destruction, our families' lives from destruction, our church families' lives from destruction, our neighborhood, our cities, and our state from destruction. Help us, O God. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, O God. Send those angels that we saw last night, O God. Send those angels, Lord God, all around us. You thank you, Lord God, for keeping us from seen and unseen dangers, from keeping us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you today, Father God, for what you're doing, encamping those protective angels around us, those angels that worship you daily, that are in your throne room. Let your glory be our covering. Protect us. Protect us. Oh, God, hold us up and we will be safe. In the name of Jesus. Lord, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into your strong tower, Jesus, and we are safe. Make us to dwell in safety, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Set us in safety from those who puffet us. In the name of Jesus, let us dwell in safety in our land. Let us dwell in safety everywhere we go, on the highways and the byways. Lead us safely, Lord God. We will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies. In the name of Jesus, let us lie down and rest in safety, O God. We thank you that we will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. In the name of Jesus, keep us as the apple of your eye. O God, hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We trust in you, O God. We trust in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to bless you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to call on you. You are the King of glory. King of glory, King of glory, come in. Have your way. Have your way. We surrender all as we lift our hands in total surrender. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to surrender all to you, holding nothing back, nothing back, nothing back. Moko Sheba, Anene Yeke, Oridiyaka. We come with sincere hearts before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we didn't come just to give you lip service. We came to give you Makashe, praise due to your name. We come to honor your presence this morning. We come to say thank you, O Most High. 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 We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are wonderful, 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 Father. You are so wonderful. You are so kind. You are so loving. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you. You, Lord, we just want to thank you, oh Lord. You've been so good. You've been morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. It's a wonderful day here in Jacksonville, Florida. The sun is shining. And you know what? It's the S-U-N that's shining. But the S-O-N, he shines all day. Even when it's all night, he's shining. When it's night, when it's morning, when it's afternoon, he's shining in dark places. He's coming to dispel those dark places, even those dark places in our lives. He's coming to shine the light and rid us of those dark places, you know, those secret faults. He's here today. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him praise. We give him thanksgiving. Well, today is Family Day on Bible Story Land, and we're so grateful to the Most High God. You know, the Bible says in Luke 1:17, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready the people prepared for the Lord. It's time for the parents to focus on the children again. Time for the grandparents to focus on the children again. Too long we've been focusing on Facebook. Too long we've been focusing. We've been focusing on so many things. Too long we've been focusing on the wrong things. So now those babies we carried for 9 months, some of them are grown. Some of them got their own babies. We got to focus on them. We got to focus on their babies. We got to focus on their babies. You know, we're grandparents, some of us. So we got to come off of Instagram, Twitter, Messenger, social media of any kind, and we got to focus on our children. We got to hold them in our arms and pray with them, pray for them, pray over them. Yep, that's what we got to do. So I thank the Lord today for what he's doing. You know, he's doing great things. He's doing great things. He's doing great things in our lives. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful to the Most High God. We are so grateful that he loves us so much. God loves you. Yeah, I'm talking to you in case you've forgotten. You're like, Lord, have you forgotten me? No, he has not forgotten you. He loves you so much. So we are so grateful that the Most High God loves us. We're his children. We're his sons, his daughters. He don't forget us. No, he does not forget us. He loves us. He knows our name. He knows everything concerning us. He did not forget us. Well, today we're going to do a special prayer for a very, very mighty man of God. We're going to do a special prayer for him this morning. He's in the hospital in Paducah, Kentucky. He's about ready to come out. He's been in there having those needles poking in his arm, those doctors coming in and giving good reports. But, you know, even though they give a good report, we believe the doctor's report. We believe Dr. Jesus' report. The doctors give good reports, but Dr. Jesus, he has the true report. He has that real report, Dr. Jesus. You know Dr. Jesus. He visited us many times. Many times we've been on our bed of affliction. This morning we're going to pray for Pastor Henderson Hawkins. That's the husband of Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know she's been at that hospital a while. So we're going to pray for her this morning. We're going to pray for him in particular. We're going to focus on him because, you know, God is, you know, he's an awesome God. Now, he loves Pastor Henderson Hawkins, and God is right there in that hospital room with him. He didn't leave it. No, he went to the hospital before he got there. He went to the hospital with Pastor Henderson Hawkins, and he's there now in the room with him. So I thank God for those ministering angels all around the room and camped around about him. You know, he knows how to dwell in the secret place now, Pastor Henderson Hawkins. That's who I'm talking about. So this morning, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, Pastor Henderson Hawkins, who labors morning, noon, and night in the kingdom of God. Now, Father, you're able to raise him up. out of his bed of affliction, every ailment in his body, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, inside out. You're able to heal every organ. You're able to cleanse his blood. You're able to keep his blood pressure at normal levels. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even, oh, my God, wonder that you can do. My God, you are a great wonder, and you're awesome in all your ways. So we lift up this great man of God in the hospital in Paducah, Kentucky. Lord, you know, my God, he has work to do for you. He shall live and not die. He has a great work to do in the kingdom of God. And so, Father, right now he's at rest. He's at rest. He's been working, oh my God, morning, noon, and night in the kingdom of God, driving all over the country, oh God, with his precious wife who is pastoring and ministering. So, Father, we thank you for this mighty man of God who upholds his wife's hands even as she's preaching the church. He's right there, oh, God, making sure everything is in order. You know he likes order, Lord God. He likes order in the home. He likes order in the church. He likes order, oh, God, in the car when they're driving long distance. He likes order. He's a man of order. He's a man, Lord God, and after your own heart. You know Pastor Henderson Hawkins, Lord God, touching from the crown of his feet, remove any pain, any suffering he may be going through. Touch that special place in his body that only you can touch, oh God. Oh God, the doctors are limited, but we serve you, the unlimited physician. We are so grateful, oh God. We're grateful that you are the Most High God. We're grateful for your precious love. We're grateful for what you're doing in Henderson Hawkins, your son. Oh, Lord, we thank you for his wife who's right there by his side. Oh, God, who refused to leave. And even when he tell her, go home and get some rest, she said, no, no, they are one, 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 one. You made them one long time ago. Oh, God, they are one. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you, oh, God, that she came from his rib. They walk side by side. You speak to them, and so, Father, give her the rest that she needs, the refreshing that she needs, even as she is on Bible Story Land. We thank you for what you're doing in her, for her. Strengthen her body, Lord. Heal her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, it's time to praise our God like never before. We thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins being on with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. Can you talk? Can you talk? You may be on silent.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Let me tell you this. I just ran home for a second to take a shower and change clothes, and I'm headed right back to the hospital. But Henderson was moved out of intensive care yesterday afternoon, and he's in a regular room. He will be there until at least Thursday. But we are thanking God for the progress that he continues to make every day. Now he's off the respirator. He was on the respirator for a while, but he's off the respirator. He does still have three tubes in his side and one in his nose, and they stitched the one in his nose because they didn't want that one to move at all. As a matter of fact, the surgeon told the nurses that if the tube came out of his nose, that somebody would be in jeopardy of losing their job. So you can believe they've been taking extra good care of him. But the last thing he said last night was, you are going to be on the radio in the morning, aren't you? I said, sure, sure. So we're praising God and thanking him. The Lord had everything. He had everything orchestrated. He did. Henderson was throwing up. And the second time he threw up, he felt a sharp pain. And that's when he got a tear in his esophagus. So I took him straight to the emergency room, and the surgeon was there ready to perform surgery. The Lord had already planned that. The Lord already had him prepared. So Dr. Lopez, with the help of God, well, God is the one who did it. But he was able to successfully repair his esophagus. He'll take a swallow test on Monday, and if he can swallow Monday, then he will start on clear liquids. He hasn't had anything to eat since Sunday, but that's okay. Every now and then, it's okay. So he's using this time to fast and pray and move closer to the Lord. and that's good for everybody concerned.
Amen. God know how to feed him.
You know it. You know it. You know it. He's at Baptist Health Hospital, and this is the hospital where both of us serve as chaplains, but Henderson goes almost every day, so everybody at the hospital loves him, and they are really taking good care of him. I could not ask for better. Couldn't ask for better. Nurses, even the janitorial staff, everybody knows him.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God is a great God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm torn. I'm going to sing I Love to Praise Him, but praise is due him. Praise is due the Lord, because it's the Lord who has given the increase, and Henderson continues to increase every day. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name, for he's my rock. My rock, my sword and shield, he's a wheel. In the middle of a wheel, I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name, for he's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel. In the middle of a wheel, I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise. I love to praise. I love to praise his holy name. Yes, I do.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A beautiful song. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for that song. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Oh, we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. Hallelujah.
I love you.
Love you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
All right. You going to sing? You going to pray this morning?
I'm going to sing.
Amen.
Almighty God, you hold me in the hollow of your hand. Almighty God, Almighty God, will you hold me in the hollow of your hand? Almighty God, Almighty God, will you hold me in the hollow of your hand? I'll do what you say, Lord, I'll do what you say. If you hold me in the hollow of your hand, Lord, I do what you say. Mm-hmm. I do what you say. Come on, Jesus, hold me in the hollow of your hand. I'll pray. I pray. Come on, Jesus, will you hold me in the hollow of your hand? I pray.
I pray.
If you hold me in the hollow of your hand, Almighty God, come on, Jesus, hold me in the hollow of your hand. I come home, yes I will. I come home, Jesus, hold me in the hollow of your hand. Yes, God, hold me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. That was a beautiful, beautiful song. Almighty God, hold me in the hollow of your hand. You know that's what we need.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we love to praise his name, not only because he holds us in the hollow of his hand, but because he's Almighty God.
Oh, yes, he
Nothing is impossible to him. So we're thanking him this morning. We are praising him this morning. We are blessing him this morning. Oh, yeah, he deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the blessing. He deserves all the honor. And we are thanking him this morning. He is the Most High God.
Yes, he is.
Ain't nobody great like our God. Nobody great like our King. So we thank the Lord this morning. We have Prophet Dalton on with us this morning from Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to ask him to pray for the seniors this morning. Good morning, Prophet Dalton.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys this morning. We thank God for waking us up and giving us breath. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for our seniors, Lord. We thank you that they are the crown of glory for our society, the crown of wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Continue to breathe life and life more abundantly into them, Lord. Father, as they go on about their daily activities, Father, walk and talk with them, Lord. Continue to draw them closer and closer and closer to you, Lord. Father, put them in a position where they're able to raise up people and pass on things that you taught them all along all these years, Lord, so that others will be drawn to you. Father, continue to give them like those secret place encounters, Lord. Visit them in the night hours, in their waking moment, as they are eating. Father, be with them every step of the way, Lord. Let no harm befall them, Lord. Strengthen their body, heal their bodies, Lord. Heal their souls, Lord. Some of our seniors have gone through, they've seen just about everything under the sun. They've seen war, famine. They've seen abundance. They've seen lack. Hey, they're still on their 2 feet. We thank you, Lord. They've experienced many storms of life, yet they're still standing. It is not by their might or by their power. It is by your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for our seniors. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you for sustaining them. We thank you for continually providing for them, Lord. We thank you for surrounding them with love. Father, accept our thanks. I lift up our brother that's in the hospital right now. Father, touch him in a special way today, Lord. You that begun a good work in him, Father, bring it to perfect completion, Lord. He's your son. He's your son. He's your son. Nothing would change that. We thank you for the lovely wife, lovely warrior or wife that he has. Father, bless this family, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Let your healing continually flow in and out of this brother of ours, Lord. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up higher, Lord, in strength. Lift him up in the spirit, Lord. Uphold him, Lord. Father, we give you full control, full reign over his recovery and rehabilitation and strengthening in his healing process. Father, have your way, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Father, bring it to perfect completion. We glorify your name. We thank you. We honor you. We bow down to your name. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Amen of heaven. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for Family Day. We thank you so much, Prophet, for that powerful prayer that you prayed on behalf of families and Bible Story Land. We thank you so much. Thank God for all the songs that's been sang this morning. You know, we got Mother Ludell on. Hallelujah. 97 plus years. We're so grateful for Mother Ludell. You know, she pressed her way to get on Saturday morning.
Yes, I did.
For her. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Not good, good, good. But thank God for what it is.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, you want to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'll sing this song because if it ever time that we need to do this is right now. That is called Jesus.
Amen.
Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Where you call Jesus. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord Jesus. You just call him by his name. If you seek, Lord, call him by his name. If you seek, Lord, call him by his name. If you seek, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord Jesus. You just call him by his name. If you're friendless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you're friendless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord Jesus. You just call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you motherless, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord Jesus, my Lord Jesus. You just call him by his name.
Amen, amen. His name is Jesus. Woo, call him by his name.
Call him by his name.
Ma'am? Yep, we got to call him by his name. His name is Jesus.
Got to call him by his name.
And we got to teach the children. The fathers and the mothers got to rise up and call his name Jesus.
Jesus.
We got to call him by his name.
Yes.
He's everything we need. Call him by his name.
Yes, he is.
Whatever you need, he's there for you. You need a healing?
Right.
He's Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes.
He's everything that we need. Yep, he's a mother and a father. When our parents forsake us, he's
our
father. Yes. He's everything that we need. Call on him in the morning.
Call on him in the noontime. Call on him at night. In the midnight hour, call on him because he's right there listening.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. He don't leave us. You think you alone? No, you're not alone.
No.
Not alone.
No.
God is right there for you.
Yes,
he is.
You
are not alone. He is right there for you. So I thank God. You know, we serve the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. There is nothing that he can't do. He could send the word and fill your bank account full of money.
Mm-hmm.
He could send the word and heal you. He could send the word.
Yeah.
Do whatever's need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a mighty God. We serve the Almighty Father. He's limitless. We're the ones who limit him, but he's a limitless God.
Right.
So, fathers, you got to call on him for your children. Mothers, you got to call on him for your children. Grandparents, you got to call on him for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
Right.
Even those to be born, you got to call on him.
Call on him.
Need everything. Yep. You need consolation? He's right there to console you. He's a comforter. He know how to console you. He's everything that we need.
Thank you, God.
Everything that we need. When you're
everything.
Feeling all alone and by yourself and feel like nobody understands you, he is a comforter. He can comfort. You know, he know how to human beings, we are limited. We're limited in what we are able to do. But we serve the Almighty Father. He's not limited in any way. He can do what we say is impossible. Somebody could be in a coma for a whole year.
Yeah.
He will send the word and wake them up just before they unplug the cord. They say, well, you know, we didn't kept them for a year. No. God pulled the plug, woke them up.
Yeah.
Get up. They were just resting. It's almighty palm.
Yeah.
You know, we love to praise the Lord on Bible Story Land. We love to praise his name. And so we say, Almighty God, hold us in the holler of your almighty hand. We thank Mother Fanny for singing that. We thank Pastor Donna Hawkins for singing, I love to praise his name. Yeah, that's the testimony of all of God's children. We love to praise his name.
Mm-hmm.
His name is wonderful. We got to call on Jesus. When we get up in the morning before our feet hit the floor, Jesus! Jesus! We need you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was laying in the bed last night and bullets were going off in my neighborhood. I said, Jesus, let no harm come near me nor my neighbors. Oh, God, preserve us unto you. Keep us. Oh, God, let no bloodshed come in this neighborhood. So I say, God, you know he hears the prayers of the righteous. We call on him, Jesus! Jesus! He hears our cry. Even our inner cry. He hears us. When we think that he's not even listening.
God, he's not.
He's listening to us. Jesus. When we're thinking about him, don't you know he know we're thinking about him? Mm. He knows everything. Nothing secret from our God. Mm. He knows everything.
Everything.
And we thank the Lord this morning. You know, he's doing great things in us. Doing great things in us. So I thank God. You know, he's mindful of what we need.
Yeah.
He knows everything that we need on a daily basis. And he meets our needs. Human beings are limited. We can't meet the needs. Sometimes you can't meet the need of your husband. You can't meet the need of your wife. You can't meet the need of your children, your grandchildren, you know, your nieces, your nephews. You can't meet them, but God, the unlimited Father, he can meet every need you have.
Oh, yes, he can.
You say, Lord, they don't understand me. They talking about me. He said, that's all right. I got you.
My Lord.
Cancel every word they say that's negative about you. And he said, that's my son, that's my daughter. They belong to me, so he shield us. He shield us. Isn't he good? He is so good.
Yes, he is.
Well, Bible Storyland loves the Word of God. You know the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Yep, we love the Word. We love the Word on Bible Storyland. Our speaker today loves the Word. He loves God and God's Word. He's a mighty man of God from Jacksonville, Florida. He's anointed to preach and teach God's Word. He knows God personally because he spends time in the secret place with him. Driving in the car, he in the secret place. On his job, he in the secret place. In the church house, he in the secret place. In his house, he in the secret place. So we thank God for this mighty man of God. He's no stranger. He's a part of the Bible Storyland family. He's the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida, 5410 Soutelle Drive. That's where you can find him on a Sunday morning and a Thursday night. So we thank God. It's Pastor Johnny McCray. Welcome. How are you this morning, mighty man of God? His phone.
Good morning, Bible Storyland.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't thinking I was going to be on this fast, but it's good. It's morning. We thank the Lord for being here today. Amen.
Yes.
Sound like I hear Miss Ludell in there. Did I hear Miss Ludell?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Ludell Garnett.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
How you doing this morning, Ms. Udell?
I'm doing fine, thank God. You know how that is. You know, we all do fine as long as God is watching over us.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And he's constantly watching over us always. Amen.
Always. Right.
Yes. What did you say today, Ms. Udell? I miss your song.
Call Jesus.
Oh,
call
okay.
Jesus
because
he's all right.
That's right.
Call
we got
Jesus.
To call him all the time.
Call Jesus.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Call Jesus.
He's
all right.
He's all
call
right.
Jesus. He's all right.
He's all right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's all
if
right.
you're motherless,
yeah.
He's all right.
He's all
if
right.
you're motherless. He's all right.
He's all
if
right.
you're motherless, he's all right.
He's all right.
All I say, call right. his name, call yeah. Jesus. That's what I sung this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And we do have to call on his name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Give me 1 minute. I'm getting myself set up here.
That's
I all
right. We have
it.
To do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
They say, Pastor Song, I love to call his name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love to call on his name. I was telling the church last night about how we have to keep him on our mind all the time because there's no one like him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's our help in time of trouble. He said, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. And one thing about him, if whatever he says he is just that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Okay, hold on 1 second. All right. Let us pray this morning. I just want to acknowledge Sister G, Minister G this morning. Amen, for this opportunity to come into to be used by the Lord, because I count it as a privilege and an honor and a joy, not a right, to be able to expound on the word of the Lord.
Yes.
To tell God's people what he said, what he has said, or what he is saying. Amen. And I have to trust in him and depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And today, as we humble ourselves before the Lord and we go into prayer, today is family day. And family is so very important. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I was looking at that and asking God for guidance, amen, in talking about family this morning. Last night we talked about, I had to preach on faith, amen. We talked about Noah, how faithful he was for 100 years building the ark. And this morning I'm asking the Lord to, as I open my mouth, that he speaks to us about family. Family is so very important because the world is based on family. The whole setup of the world is based on family. We have fathers and mothers. We have sisters and brothers. We have husbands and wives. Amen. And as family live from year to year and from day to day, we encounter many things. And that's what we want to talk about today. How do we handle the things that we encounter in life on a daily basis as family members? And what do the Lord has to say about it? Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning. In the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, who gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly. As Sister G was saying a moment ago, is even if we've been on the life preserver for a whole year, God still can reach down and bring us up. It's not necessarily over. So, Father, we come to you because we know that you're able. We come to you because we know you do anything but fail. We come to you because your love is everlasting and is constantly for eternally abiding. You love us so much that you give us fresh mercy every day. Every morning when I wake up, even before I say, Lord, thank you for another day.
Yes.
Even before I say, Lord, help me through the day, he's already supplied us with a fresh mercy. Amen. For the mercy that I had yesterday, like he gave us manna, if I didn't use up all that mercy, he discard that mercy and give us a fresh batch for the day. God is so good, so kind. And we come to honor you this morning. We come to give you the praise and the glory. We come to lift up your holy name. Amen. As we seek your face today. You say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. We come to humble ourselves to you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray and ask you for help. As she said, when I call out Jesus, I'm saying, help, Lord.
Yes.
You need us to help us along this Jesus journey.
Yes.
So, God, we say thank you in advance.
Thank
for
you.
A word that comes from heaven that will not return void. For a word that would accomplish exactly what you have set it out to do. what you send it for. For a word that will heal our wretched bodies. Mm-hmm. For a word that will restore us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. A word that will revive us. A word that will guide us. A word that will lift us up and encourage us. A word that will exalt us. A word that will help us with our husbands and help us with our wives. A word from heaven, God. An anointed word that will destroy every yoke. A word that will help us with our mothers and our fathers, sisters and brothers, our family members. A word, God. Hallelujah, from you. That's all we need. We just need a word. So, Lord, we say thank you in advance.
Thank
and
you.
We give you the victory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Just briefly this morning, we're speaking from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 13. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as follows. It says, bear with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, mm-hmm. forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you mm-hmm. also
forgive.
Must forgive. I can remember back in the days, and I don't say they don't do it anymore, but I don't see it, but I remember back in the days when mama or grandmama used to sit in the living room and they used to knit and mm-hmm. these quilts together.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And she'd take her time and she would sew and she would knit and she would crochet or whatever it is, but mm-hmm. she would constantly knit it together, and she was putting all the ends together, all the patterns together, because
oh, yeah.
she needed one big quilt that she's going to put together, amen, so that it would warm the family, amen, that would bring comfort to the family, amen. So I believe this morning that God is saying that in this particular verse here, we are to bear one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. Forgive one another. Amen.
Yes, no.
The same as he forgive us. He said, if you have a complaint, amen, it's something about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's like that needle. Amen. Forgiveness is like that needle that grandmother used. Help me, Jesus. That grandmother used, that mama used to knit together that quilt, because it was many pieces that were put together. Amen. See, if every family should have a foundation of forgiving one another. Every
yes,
family
yes.
should have in it a foundation of forgiving and listening and bearing one another. Every family should have a foundation that they can bear each other's complaints. Amen. Because what separates the family is unforgiveness. Amen. Jesus said to the husband and to the wife when they was having complaints, when they was offended, when they was going through trials, help me, Jesus, and tribulations, amen, that they wanted to separate themselves from one another. And Jesus said, listen, I don't really approve of divorce. It's not part of my perfect will. The divorce is separating the husband from the wife. It's not what I want, you know, but because of the hardness of your heart. In other words, because of your unwillingness to forgive one another. I give you a divorce. But divorce is not part of the family structure. It's not part of the family structure. God wanted to know today that I don't want sister and brothers to fight one another, but I know it's going to happen.
Amen.
I know mother's going to be against daughter, but that's not what I approve, but I know it's going to happen. I don't want father against son, but I don't approve that, but I know it's going to happen because the hardness of the heart, because we won't forgive one another. It's impossible for the family to stay together in the same household when there's no forgiveness in the home. When you run off and leave the family, when you abandon the relationship, when you go your own separate way, I already know why you left. I don't have to tell you, because you got offended and you wouldn't forgive, so you had to kick the road. Solomon said it's better to live in a cave with a bear than to live in a house with a nagging person. But unforgiveness will nag you to death when there's no forgiveness. Family is so very important. Father and mother have to teach the children how to forgive. But you can't teach them how to forgive until you've forgiven yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You say you got to forgive one another the same as I forgive you. So forgiveness is so important to God. It's so important to his process. It's so important to the development of the kingdom of God. It's so important to God that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, down from heaven.
Yes.
Sat him through 42 generations.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we could be forgiven. He shed his precious blood on Calvary Cross.
Yes, he did.
That's how important forgiveness is. Because God already knew that the family won't stay together if they're not forgiving one another. So God said, I'm going to send you, I'm going to set the example for you. I'm going to show you how important forgiveness is to me. Forgiveness is so important to Almighty God that he said that you got to forgive one another. Amen. As I have forgiven you, and what it took for me to forgive you, I had to give up my only son, who I loved so much. He was all that I had, but I gave it up to show you how important that forgiveness
is.
If you don't follow my road, hallelujah. You got to follow my lead. You got to follow my example. Hey, hallelujah. Some folks can't go to heaven right now, can't leave the earth right now, because they still got a hardness in their heart. They're still holding a grudge in their heart. They're holding hatred in their heart. They got malice in their heart. They got unforgiveness in their heart. And God won't take you, because he knows if you take you, he'll have to separate you when you get to heaven.
Yeah.
So I can't let you in with that in your heart. So I'm going to have to tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Because you still got that, you got that unforgiveness hid down in your heart.
Yes.
You got that grudge still down in your heart. I sent you many times, many warnings. I sent you many times. Amen. I sent many ministers to you. I sent many missionaries to you. I sent many pastors to you. I sent many grandmothers and grandfathers. I sent parents to you. I sent people to you telling you, say, you got to let it go.
Because
if you don't let it go, you can't come. Help me, Holy Ghost. You can't come into my rest until you let it go.
Right.
We got people that done died that was in the family.
Yeah.
They died and you hadn't forgiven them. Now they're dead and gone and you still won't forgive them. Oh, Jesus, we need you to rain down right now. Oh, Lord, we need you to rain down on the family right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we need you to pour out your anointing on the family right now. God, have thine own way, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That's a yoke that needs to be broke. A yoke that needs to be destroyed. There's a band of wickedness that needs to be broken. Got sin in our heart. Got sin in our heart. Unforgiveness is a sin. And all it can only be washed by the blood of Jesus. It only can be washed by the blood of the Lamb.
It only can be washed by God himself. The only way that it can be, even David, as great as he was, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Other words, he said, wash me with hyssop and I shall be clean. I'm trying to tell you today that God said in his marvelous word, hallelujah.
Yes.
David was a man after my own heart, but he had to bow down and say, Lord, please forgive me for what I did to Uriah. Please forgive me what I did to Bathsheba. Please forgive me, Lord, for what I held in my heart. Please forgive me, Lord, for the weakness in my heart. Please forgive me, Lord, for the blindness in the spiritual realm. Please forgive me, Lord, for what I've done. I stand against heaven. I stand against you, Lord. I stand against my brother and my sister, Lord. Hey, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. Right now, Jesus. Right now. We got to learn how to let it go. We got to learn how to let it go. We hold on to stuff too long. We hold on to it. We should let it go. He said, don't go to sleep on your wrath. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Because when you get a wrath, you go to sleep on it. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. It ain't right until you get to go to sleep on it. Yeah. Because you got all day long to let it go. But the family won't let it go.
Yes.
That's they talking to one another for 20 years. Brothers that came out of the same womb, the seed of the same father, but one offended the other, so they don't even speak.
That's right.
They don't even know if they're living or dead. A problem in the family. Can't nothing cure but forgiveness. Can't nothing cure. What is forgiveness? Can't nothing cure but the washing and the cleansing by the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of Almighty God. Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly.
Yeah.
You can't have it until you forgive. You can't have it.
How long?
Till we get that filthiness out of us. Then we teach our children. Because when you imitate that, when mama sit down, you got a grudge against the lady next door. And the child be sitting in the living room trying to play the little game. And he said, but mama, this so-and-so next door say, I had a flat tire. And he said, but you should have had a flat tire. You're teaching them how not to forgive. Teaching them how to hate. That's a problem in the family. We got parents that teach children how to steal. We got to teach them how to rob. But we got to teach children how to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But we got to teach them how to forgive. He said the first message from the beginning was to love one another. That was the first message in the book, back in Exodus. But Jesus said, the first message from the beginning was to love one another.
Yes.
You can't love me if you can't forgive me. You can't tell me I forgive you, but I ain't forgot what you done. Well, you ain't forgave me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forgive. You just need to forgive. It's a simple message. It's not hard to comprehend. We just need the family need to forgive one another. Same thing happened with Joseph and his brothers. All that. Joseph said, I got to forgive you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. See, all I've been through. You ain't got to be afraid of me. I forgave you. For putting me in slavery. I went to prison and all kind of things that happened to me. But because of the God that lives in me, he told him, I'm going to forgive you. Because God has forgiven me. So that you can forgive yourself. Because I don't want you to miss out on God's blessing, because the drought is over. See, when you forgive, the drought is over.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, we love you today.
Yes, we do.
We thank you for your magnificent spirit.
Yes.
We thank you for your word that we believe that you sent from on high.
Mm-hmm.
The
yes.
word will not return void.
No.
We thank God for every ear, mm-hmm. every participant on Bible Story Land this morning.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask you today, just continue to have mm-hmm. your way.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. What a word.
Yes.
It was a powerful word.
Word.
I prayed this morning about forgiveness, family
you,
forgiveness,
honey.
Husband,
yes.
wife forgiveness, children forgiveness, mm. grandparents forgiveness.
Mm.
We thank God for Colossians 3:13. You know, talk about forbearing one another in love, loving on one another, forgiving each other, not
mm.
holding grudges, letting go, let God.
Mm.
You know, what we can't do, God can do. We say, Lord,
yes,
they made me mad. Lord, they did this to me. Lord, they did. The Lord said, yeah, but did you forget about what you did to my son Jesus?
My Lord.
All right.
You crucified him. Every time you sin, you crucify him again.
Yes.
So, Lord said, if we forgive one another, he going to forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
For murdering his son. So I thank God we need to know. You know, we don't need that hardness of heart, Pastor McCray said. We need a heart of flesh
yes,
to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
We need a heart of forgiveness.
Thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
We've been holding grudges against for years. We need to let it go.
My Lord.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Yes, Lord.
So we got to ask the Lord, like you said, to wash us in hyssop. So we'll be white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton if he would say a prayer for Pastor McCray.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I place my mighty, mighty, mighty man of God, my mighty brother in your hand, Father. I thank you for the inspiration. I thank you for the word that you breathe into him, that he regurgitated back out to bless us this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to use him for your glory, Lord. Continue to take him higher and higher and higher in your word, Lord. Continue to take him deeper, deeper, deeper in that stream, Lord. Father, bless this great, mighty man of God. Bless the work of his hands, Lord. Bless his ministry. Shine your light of mercy on him, Lord. Everywhere that he goes on all four corners of this earth, Father, let him find favor of man and favor from you, Lord. Let him find mercy, mercy, mercy in the name of Jesus. Shower him with your abundance of grace, Lord. Let everything he lay his hands on be successful, Father. We thank you for the victories in his life. We thank you for the freedom that he's walking in. We thank you for that light, that bright light that you have shining in him, Lord. Father, let no weapons formed against him prosper. Let no demonic agents or satanic agents on assignment to quench that light, let them not overtake him or overpower him in the name of Jesus. Continue to take
Amen.
Him from glory to glory, Lord. Glory to glory, Lord. Glory to glory, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen his body. Strengthen his body, Lord. Strengthen his body, Lord. Let him not grow weary. Renew his strength on a daily basis, Lord. Surround him with helpmates that will help him. Father. Surround him with great, 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 great men and women of God that will take his ministry to the next level, Lord. Open up the floodgate of heaven and pour blessings upon our brother, Lord, in every area of his life, Lord. Let your peace continue to dwell in his home, in his ministry. Father, let him be that spark of revival everywhere he goes, Lord. Bring revival into his ministry, into his church, into his home, into his community, Lord. Revival fire. We thank you for your love for our brother. We thank you for your love for him. We thank you for your love, love, love for him, Lord. We thank you for not leaving him or forsaking him, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in his life right now. We thank you for where you're taking him. We thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. Father, accept our thanks. Let your name continue to be glorified through our brother. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God.
Amen.
Mighty word that he brought forth for us on forgiveness. Thank God for the songs, the prayers. You know, this is an awesome day that God has given us. And anybody we've not forgiven, we got to get it straight with them. Yeah, you know, sometimes you go to a brother or sister, you say, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? But pride won't let them say you offended them. Pride keep them back and say, oh, no, you didn't do nothing. You, mm-mm. But, you know, you did something, but you may not know what it is. But, Lord, we thank you for a spirit of forgiveness throughout the church, throughout the home, throughout the family. Well, salvation is a gift from God. But we got to give something back to him. What can we give back to him for the gift he gives to us? We can give our very lives. We can give our very lives back to God because he's given us his only son, Jesus, that we might have abundant life. And, you know, he gives good gifts to us. And you know what? Once we get saved, we got work to do. We got to roll up our sleeves and work in the kingdom of God. And then we got to teach our children to work in the kingdom of God. Teach them how to pray. You know, live an example life before them. Live a godly life. Get up in the morning. Get on your knees. Get your children. Get on your knees. The grandchildren. Get on your knees. We got to live a godly life daily. Get your word out. Give your children a Bible. Give a name on it. Tell them that's the most important book they'll ever have in their lives. This book has been around longer than any book. So we thank God. And once we're saved, don't go getting mud all over you. Mud. No, the devil gonna just fill you full of mud. You'll be in that horrible pit in the miry clay. But nope, we got to say, no, demon. Devil, we ain't coming on that side. We going to stay on the Lord's side. You know that song, we going to be on stay on the Lord's side? Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Lab. We're going to be praying. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So when we pray, oh, my God, so much get done. And he answers our prayers because we don't come to him with lip service. We come to him with our whole hearts. We say, Lord, Jesus, yes, we know how to call on his name. So anyone who has not pressed one or I haven't put you on live, press one. You can request prayer. We got Pastor June Paul on today with us, Pastor June Paul from Louisiana, New Orleans area. We have Sister Pat on with us this morning from Florida, Daytona. Nope, I'm sorry. I forgot what city she's from. But she's from Florida. Gainesville. Yeah, Gainesville. Thank you, Sister Pat. All right.
You're
anybody
welcome.
Prayer this morning? Prayer. We got to pray. You know, prayer is just a conversation with God. Some people get scared to pray. But it's just a conversation with God. He gave us, you know, an avenue so that we could talk to him. Now, on the other hand, we don't want to talk to him so much that we talk over his voice. We want to listen to him, too. So many times he's talking to us, and we're busy. We're distracted. We're like, oh, something told me. No, no, the devil is a liar. Something ain't told us. God spoke. You know when the devil tell you mean, evil things, cruel things? He even bring in unforgiveness. But God, when he speak, you know his voice. He said, if you spend time enough with him, you're going to know his voice. And the more time you spend with him, it's gonna his voice is going to increase. You're going to say, I know that's my father. He told me this, he told me that. And some people say, how you know God told you that? Because you know his voice. You got a relationship with him. When you have a relationship with your mama, your daddy, they could call you, and you know who's calling you. You could be in a crowd of 5,000 people, and you hear your daddy's voice. You know that's your daddy. You could be in a crowd of a million people. You hear your mama calling you. You know your mama's voice.
Yeah.
That's how we should know God's voice. Be familiar with him. So it's prayer time this morning. We're going to be praying. You know, as we prayed earlier, we're going to pray again for Pastor Henderson Hawkins, who's in the hospital, Baptist Health Hospital in Paducah, Kentucky. So we're going to ask Pastor June Paul, are you available for prayer this morning? Pastor Pat, are you available for prayer this morning to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Well, we're going to ask you, Pastor, Sister Pat Pleasant. Thank God for you coming on this morning. Believe me, she's a very pleasant person. I thank God for her. She's very pleasant. She got the right name.
Thank you.
God
knew
what he was doing. I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Now, earlier, we prayed for her husband, Henderson Hawkins, Pastor Henderson Hawkins, who's in the hospital in Paducah, Kentucky. Pray for his wife, Pastor Donna Hawkins, who's right there by his side, and pray for their church family. They pastor, and she is the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Pray for their family, their children, their grandchildren, extended family. All right, Sister Pat, it's you.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you now to lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins. Lord God, this mighty lady of God, we're praying for her. We're praying for her strength, Lord God, that you would give her physical strength, because it takes so much being in the hospital with a loved one, Lord God. So we ask that you renew her strength like the eagles, Lord God. Increase her faith, Lord God, even the more to pray for her husband, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for their children, Lord God. We're praying that they have strength, that they just don't look like what it don't look at what it looking like, but they take faith and pray to God for their father, Lord God. We're praying for the church family, that they come together corporately and pray for their pastors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the total healing and victory that's going to come out of this situation, Lord God. We know that Pastor Hawkins is already healed, Lord God. And we're thanking you, and we're giving strength and praise for those that are waiting for the manifestation of that healing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a praying wife, a praying mother, Lord God, a praying pastor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the mighty, mighty testimony that's going to come forth out of this ordeal, this situation, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that this too shall pass, and it's going to pass with a mighty, mighty testimony of what the Lord has done, how mighty he is, and what a great healer he is, Lord God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we do give you honor. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat Pleasant. We appreciate
You're
that
welcome.
Wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. Well, Mother Ludell.
Yes. I'd like to have prayer for Mary Jean and her sisters, my church family, and especially my family. Please.
Now, Mother Ludell, I want to know if you're going to pray for somebody today. Can you pray for Jackie Travis today?
Huh?
Can you pray for Jackie Travis today?
Our Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all been said this morning. And I pray, Heavenly Father, for the lady that she'll continue, you will continue to strengthen her and be with her in whatever she go, as long as it's good towards mankind. And I pray for her family. I pray, Heavenly Father, for families all over the world. And Heavenly Father, if you just do that, I give you the glory and the praise. All the blessing in our name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Mother Ludell. Thank you so much. Pastor June Paul, you available for prayer this morning? Can you pray for someone?
Huh?
I was asking Pastor June Paul.
Oh.
She got a phone with you. All right. Well, Pastor Dalton, can you pray, Prophet Dalton, can you pray for Mother Ludell, her niece, her family, and her church family? And pray for her, please.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we place Mother Ludell in your hand, Lord. This great, mighty woman of God, wisdom and longevity, Father, continue to bless her, Lord. We place her entire family in your hand, Father. Bless them, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe fresh wind into their lives, Lord. I place her niece in your hand, Father. Bless her, Lord. Touch her right now, Lord. Heal her body right now, Lord. Whatever struggles that she's going through right now, Father, shine your light into those places, Lord. Give her a fresh touch, fresh direction. Fresh encounter, Lord, so that there would be no doubt that you're there with her every step of the way, Lord. Father, I cast out all any depression or oppression upon her right now. Father, cast it out and let it catch fire in the name of Jesus. Set her mind free. Set her heart free, Lord. I place Mama Ludell's church family before you, Father. Bring revival into the church, Lord. Bring your revival fire into the church, Lord. Continue to use Mama Ludell for your glory, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
She's not asking you for the riches, for this or the selfish gain. She's asking, interceding on behalf of her church, her family. Father, as she intercedes, bless her, Lord. Continue to add years onto years for her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Pour out your latter rain upon her, Lord. And let it be more glorious than the former rain in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in her life and what you're doing through her. Continue to use her to win souls into your kingdom, Lord. We thank you that at 97 years old, she's evangelizing. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the strength that you placed in her. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you. We thank you for the power that you're displaying in her. Father, bless her, Lord. Continue to surround her with love, 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 abundant love. Heal her body, Lord. Strengthen her body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
So much. Thank you.
Fanny, you still there? All right, she may be gone. Sister Pat, can you pray for Mother Fanny? She was on a little while ago. Mother Fanny, I appreciate it. Pray for her healing, her children, grandchildren, her church family.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you again to lift up Mother Fanny. Father God, we thank you for this mighty woman of God. We pray for her, Lord God, for healing in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let everything she touched, Lord God, prosper, Lord God, and be blessed In Jesus' name, we're praying for her strength as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for her family, her children, her grands, her great-grand. Lord God, we're praying for the seed of her loin, Lord God, which is already blessed. And we thank you, Lord God, for longevity being upon this mighty woman of God, Lord God. We thank you for it being done, Lord God, and all being well with her family, her soul, and everything that she touches, her church family, Lord God, her neighbors and her friends, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Anybody else need prayer? All righty. Well, we're going to close out this morning. We thank God for what he's done on Bible Storyland. We will not be on next Saturday. We'll have the Holy Ghost Girls, but we'll be back on Children's Day, March 23rd. So join us then. Anybody have any announcements they want to make this morning? All right, we thank God for each of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God, for what you've done on Bible Storyland this morning. You an awesome King, a mighty God. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Lord, we bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy, and we thank you for guarding us from behind. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in the hollow of your almighty hand. Nothing by any means will harm us. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. You're almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So we just thank you this morning for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name. All right, I love y'all. Talk to y'all on the 23rd. Amen.
Love you soon. Bye-bye.
Have a God-filled week. Thank you. Amen.